ESU Relay, an outdoor track and field. We started with the multi-events. Now, actually, there's no Emporia State athletes competing in these decathlete and heptathlon, but the meet did get underway. We had about, I think it was 37 multi-event people competing in this. Some really good marks so far. That'll get started again this morning out at Welch at 10 o'clock with the decathlon, and then the rest of the meet will start this afternoon about 3 o'clock with some field events, and then 5 o'clock, so get off work, come down to Welch, and you can see some track events going on. We'll have some 200-meter runners, some distance races going on this evening with that, and some really good competition here. We've got everything from, you know, junior college, NAIA, Division I, Division II, you know, Big 12 teams are here. There's Oklahoma State, K-State, Pittsburgh State's here, Washburn, of course, and Emporia State's got some really good stuff going on. Had a really good indoor season on the men's side, especially finishing, as I like to say, we were the first of the schools that don't have an indoor facility. So I did pretty good on that on the track side. So,
well, a lot of athletes in town here then, huh?
Yeah, there's 32 teams, almost 1,000 athletes in town for this, just for the track part of stuff. So, and again, we're going to be hosting the MIAA this year in May, and of course next year we'll host the NCAA championships again. So it's kind of track title town here, as you want to call it. So
awesome.
That'll be great. But that's not the only thing that's going on. You go across the street from the stadium over at the Kossover Family Tennis Complex. We've got tennis going on, and tennis is having an outstanding year. Men's team is ranked in the top 25 again, while Anton Cerunic has moved up to number 13 in the nation in singles play. They're really good this year. The women are off to a 1-0 start in the MIAA play. They've been nationally ranked this year. The women will be playing Central Oklahoma in their second match. That'll be today at 3 o'clock at Kossover. And then tomorrow the men will be taking on Newman at 2 o'clock. And before and during each of those, we're going to have the cookout at Kossover going on. We'll be grilling up some hot dogs, hamburgers, and some other snacks over there too at Kossover. So if people want to come take a look at that, that would be a great thing to do. Get a little food there this afternoon while you're moving back and forth between tennis and track. Now, that's all the stuff on campus right there at the main part of campus. But we've also got, after 34 games on the road, we're finally going to get 34 games on the road. We're finally going to get the Emporia State softball team home here at Trussler. So we'll play this afternoon. That will start at 3 o'clock against Nebraska Kearney out at Trussler. Going to be a great thing. They've started off fantastic, 22-12, one of their best starts they've had in probably 10 years now, getting after it with a whole new lineup, basically. That's the amazing thing. There's only a couple players that were holdovers from last year because we had a big senior class last year, but came through this year having some great, especially offensively. And again, they're a fun team to watch. The couple of times I got to see them when they were up in Topeka, I went up and watched them. So, and watching them online too, but they really get after it. Brooks Llewelling is second in the league in home runs right now, but we're also, as a team, second in stolen bases. So they'll get around, they'll fly around the bases. They got a little bit of power too, so that'll be fun. We've got, again, Nebraska Kearney this afternoon at 3, and then tomorrow at noon, they'll play Fort Hays State. And one of the things we're going to do with that is we're going to have an alumni gathering featuring the 1980 national championship team. They should be back. They're our featured group for that. So great time out at Trussler too.
Wow, over 30 games on the road before they make it home. So, you know, the team probably has to activate their GPS to find Trussler out there, Don.
They do. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we were going to all get together, get on a bus, and drive around a little bit so we felt comfortable doing it or what. But
just give them all a map.
Yeah. And the thing is, we've had great success last year, especially at home. So it'll be good to see if we move with this.
Yeah.
And, of course, Blake Cripps will have the call of today's Nebraska-Kearney-ESU softball game, 2:30 pregame on Mix 104.9, 3 p.m. on Mix 104.9. Looking forward to that. So plenty of athletes in town, plenty of activities. Emporia State, Stingers up, Don.
Stingers up, and hopefully we'll see it somewhere around campus today or tomorrow.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Yeah, we've got a lot of track and, 1,000 athletes in town here this weekend. And, of course, Kossover Tennis Center will be active, and so will Trussler, and some softball action for the Lady Hornets. Hey, want to remind you, don't forget about that free health and cancer screening hosted by the Kansas Masons, Emporia Lodge number 12, the Masonic Cancer Alliance, and the University of Cancer Center, University of Kansas Cancer Center, is tomorrow at Central Care Cancer Center, absolutely free, 9 until noon. There'll be prostate screenings, skin cancer screenings, colorectal cancer, cancer screening kits. Dave Hendricks is the contact person, but absolutely free, Central Care Cancer Center, tomorrow, 9 until noon. So a great opportunity to get things screened. And as you heard tomorrow or yesterday morning, that the Wall That Heals, you know, that's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Replica and Mobile Education Center, will be here in Emporia August 14th through the 17th. But tomorrow there will be hourly information presentations and a meet and greet with local Vietnam veterans, as tomorrow is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. So this will be noon until 5 tomorrow at American Legion Post Number 5, 2921 West 12th in Emporia. So that is tomorrow. Get information. Of course, they're still taking donations, as they have a goal of raising $40,000 it takes to get that memorial replica and mobile education center to Emporia. So fundraising is going good, and they're also in need of volunteer help. And you'll be able to look at volunteer opportunities and a way you can help out during that informational presentation sessions, I should say, tomorrow from noon until 5. And you'll be hearing from local Vietnam veterans tomorrow. We'll be previewing the Camp Hope Hope Ball that'll be taking place tomorrow night at the Boyer Building. And do want to let you know, too, that the Emporia High School Greenhouse Club, and they do have a greenhouse club, is having a big fundraising sale, including a small number of cool season vegetable starts and a variety of houseplants and succulents to beautify your home and garden. And that sale is today from 4 until 7, and tomorrow from 8 until noon. And it's in the Science Learning Stair area of Emporia High School, which is accessed from the north entrance of the high school off Graphic Arts Road. More information can be found on the Emporia High School Greenhouse Club Facebook page. So like them for more events coming up. And don't forget, ladies, get online, KVOE.com, and get your invitations printed off for our 41st year of Working Women After Hours, coming up in now less than a week. Next Thursday, April the 3rd at White Auditorium, just simply follow the instructions on the Working Women page at KVOE.com. Print off your invite. It is that simple, that easy. If you do not have computer access, stop by our offices here at 1420 CV Drive, and we will take care of you. You must be 21 to attend. That invitation gets you in the door and then makes you eligible for our grand prizes. So, ladies, we hope to see you at our 41st annual Working Women After Hours, Thursday, April 3rd, 4 until 7:30 at White Auditorium. It is 7:52, 59 degrees here on a Friday morning. There is the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizen State Bank. Now with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers, Citizen State Bank. And let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning. Today is Friday, March 28th, 2025. My name is Epi Austin, and I am a student. This is Figure's classroom at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having biscuits and gravy, fruit juice, and milk. For lunch today, we are having popcorn chicken or fish sticks with a dinner roll, tater tots, broccoli, bitters, or just have a great Friday.
Just have a great Friday. A little of excitement there. Are we happy that it's Friday? Sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Thank you very much. Our school lunch menu brought to you by Citizen State Bank, with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Citizen State Bank. 59 degrees, good morning, it's 6:53.
Does the name Bill Buckner ring a bell for you? He's famous for letting a slow-rolling ground ball pass through his legs during Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. His team, the Boston Red Sox, would lose as a result of it, making that game the Buckner game, and immortalizing that moment as one of the biggest mistakes in MLB history. The funny thing is, Buckner was a great major league player for 20 years. He had over 1,000 RBIs, made the All-Star team, and even had more hits than Ted Williams, one of the greatest hitters of all time. Having your worst mistake follow you around for your entire life, no matter how much good you do otherwise, would be haunting. Thankfully, God tells us that if we allow him to forgive our sin, he will remove it from us as far as the east is from the west. Your Buckner moments can be forgotten. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer with Kohlmeyer Dental.
Mark Sugar Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan. Home of no games or hidden fees, just honest, transparent pricing. New 24 models have some great incentives with rebates and special interest rates. The all-new 25 Nissan Kicks, Murano, and Armada have arrived. Great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs that change daily. For a sweet deal, come out and take a test drive with Mark Sugar Schaefer today.
A great deal better, John North Ford.
Chick Day is Saturday at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. From 9 to 11 a.m., Heartland Hatchery will have a great variety of over 25 breeds of chicks, including Heritage, 8 breeds of ducklings, turkeys, goslings, and pearl guineas. Guarantee your feathered friends are in stock by pre-ordering. Just call 660-424-0408. Don't miss out on Chick Day from 9 to 11 a.m. this Saturday, rain or shine, at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Friday, 655, 59 degrees, and it is time for our first look at sports. And with that, here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. Well, the Royals season opened yesterday with runners on first and third and nobody out in the eighth inning. Kansas City ran themselves into two outs, eventually tied the game in the ninth, but gave up three runs in the tenth to lose their season opener to Cleveland 7-4. Emporia High Spring Sports springing into action yesterday. Emporia High junior Allie Weiss opened her season with a first-place finish at the EHS Invitational on Thursday afternoon with a score of 223.80. She won the meet by 43 points, and her score qualified her for state. Emporia High Baseball split with Ottawa at Soden's Grove on Thursday. Ottawa taking the first game 7-1. Spartans bouncing back with a 10-1 victory in the nightcap. And the Emporia High softball team was swept by Ottawa in a doubleheader on Thursday.